This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Here's a sound music fans are missing out on this summer. That's from a Radiohead concert before the pandemic. Remember way back then? Venues now are closed and festivals are canceled, and artists and music lovers are lamenting the loss of the communal experience known as the concert. But socially distanced concerts are cropping up outside, including at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams. WBUR's Andrea Shea went to Mass Mocha to check one out, performed by the indie rock band Yo La Tengo.
As the sun sets on a perfect summer night, we're reminded how different this show promises to be.
Please wear a mask unless you are eating or drinking. Please remain in your square unless you have to use the restroom or purchase food and beverage.
60 spray-painted white squares fill a courtyard surrounded by old mill buildings on Mass Mocha's sprawling campus. The little zones are being populated by a relative handful of people.
Normally when we would be doing events before, we would be able to hold up to 3,900. Now we're max at 100.
Sue Killam is the museum's longtime performing arts director.
So there's a lot of space and a lot of room to breathe by yourself, which feels kind of eerie at times.
Fans of the experimental rock band Yo La Tengo unfold portable camping chairs inside their squares. Most hold up to four people. Their neighbors are 6 feet away. North Adams resident Doug Jones says he knew he was in for a surreal experience.
It's a little odd, but it also makes you feel all right with being here. You don't have to worry about anything for that hour and a half that you're just listening to a great band.
Jones hasn't seen a band since March, and being here is making him miss live music even more. Since Killam's team figured out the distance show model, she's seen waves of emotions in audiences.
We've had people in tears. We've had, you know, people just so grateful that we are doing this.
When Killam asked Yo La Tengo to perform, she sent them a picture of the setup. She hoped they'd be willing to play a tiny show that wouldn't bring in much money.
We saw that photo, and it was like, yeah, definitely.
Ira Kaplan has been Yo La Tengo's guitarist since the band formed in 1984.
You know, it's a really creative, smart solution to a tricky problem.
Tango's known for their dreamy lyrics and soundscapes, and when the trio appears on stage, it adds to the strangeness. They're perched on the second story of a mill building framed by a massive doorway. The museum uses it to load large-scale sculptures into a gallery the size of a football field.
Thanks for coming this close to us and no closer.
It's unusual to play like this, Kaplan says, but he hopes there are some positives to the weirdness.
You know, it's like wearing a mask. Nobody is like, yeah, I love wearing a mask. But if you're not a creep, you wear one. This may not be the best setting for a show, but it's the only setting for a show.
Hope the next time we see you, we're a little closer together.
As he packs up his chair, Henry Thomas of Rhinebeck, New York, says the distance concert was, well, unique.
I'm kind of used to weird at this point, so it wasn't all that different. You know, everything's weird nowadays, so I really enjoyed it.
Even if it felt kind of impersonal, he says, his friend Sarah Marlin agrees.
Normally concerts, I feel like, are like super like communal things, and you like get to talk to people you're sitting next to.
At a normal show, Doug Jones would be shoulder to shoulder with other fans. But he and his wife, Paula Buxbaum, are grateful they were able to get tickets to this rare event that sold out in 30 minutes.
I literally, like, five different times looked up at the stars and was just like, oh, I'm just so lucky to be here. I can't believe it.
Especially with this setup and this band and this few people at this time. Yeah, you know, all these things aren't going to come together again.
But if they did, the show would be even smaller. Governor Baker's revised guidelines that would go into effect just days after the show reduce outdoor events from 100 people to 50. Sue Killam's team at Mass MoCA will downsize the headcount again for the community and the artists, even if the economics don't really make sense. Looking ahead, Killam doesn't think masks and distance will stop music fans from communing safely at shows.
I think people are hungry and craving this live music experience, so when the time comes and it makes sense, people will come and artists will play. That's what I am sure about.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
It'll take some time to start it up again. Tonight, see the darkness, pretend that the earth's not round. And this cup of tea cannot comfort me. Our bodies will lay as all day pies will lie. Starts philosophy.